Here are headline stories from Elgin newspapers 100 years ago today, brought to you by the Elgin Area Historical Society. I'm Linda Rock. The stories today were in Elgin newspapers on July 23, 1921. The local YWCA has received an urgent call from a Chicago man asking for a home on a farm for his motherless 12-year-old son, who has lived many years in rooming houses. The boy, the father states, loves horses and cows and would make good on a farm if given a little encouragement. Anyone interested in this case may receive further information by calling the Y by phone or calling at the general office. Officers of the Elgin Motor Club and the Aurora Automobile Club declare the plan of the Chicago Motor Club to include the local organizations in their club as local branches is ridiculous. Neither the Elgin Motor Club, consisting of some 450 members, or the Aurora Automobile Club, with a like membership, will consider the proposition, officers stated today. We have talked the matter over with Aurora Club members, and they feel the same way about it as we do, President Theodore Schmitz of the Elgin Motor Club said. There is no advantage to be obtained by us through a merger that I can see. Miss Vera Robinson, city swimming instructor at the Wing Park Pool, will go on vacation August 1st, and instruction will be discontinued, Commissioner Frank Lasher announced today. The instruction work has been very successful, from 8 to 16 students having been given lessons. The plan of renting city bathing suits has also met with favor at the park. That's it for today. Be sure to tune in again for more news from 100 years ago. And don't forget to visit the Elgin History Museum, located in Old Main at 360 Park Street. You can find its hours of operation and programs offered by the Elgin Historical Society at www.elginhistory.org.